adulthood and sexual trauma, sexual abuse, molestation in childhood. The dynamics of childhood sexual abuse are more complex. The violation is deeper because there's the betrayal and also the confused attachment. Whereas in adulthood, the confusion is not nearly as strong. We feel violated and deeply hurt and feel many of the other symptoms, but you don't experience this additional violation and confusion as much. The reason I'm telling you this is because there's a spectrum. And some of us have experienced a sexual trauma in our adulthood, and others of us have had prolonged, confused abuse in childhood. And some of us have had a mixture. So know that if sometimes it's more difficult to work through something with these exercises, that there are good reasons for that. And this program, while it can be tremendously helpful in healing sexual trauma, sexual violation, is not a substitute for therapy. And it's likely that as you do some of the exercises, difficult feelings or pictures, remembrances may arise. They generally emerge as you feel more supported and more at home in your body. And if these feelings seem too difficult, know that there's not a substitute for working one-to-one or even in certain kind of groups with a therapist. But it's important to pick a therapist that's appropriate for you. And I'll give some guidance for that at the end of the program. So as we move forward in our work together, I'm going to give you a spectrum of possible symptoms and signs that occur with sexual trauma and sexual abuse. These symptoms don't mean that you have been abused or have had sexual trauma. Many of these symptoms can come from other sources. And you'll find as we go along that it's not always the most important thing to know where the trauma came from, but to be able to work with the effects that it's left on our bodies, on our minds, our psyches, and our spirits. Quite frequently, people who have experienced sexual trauma often have physical symptoms, physical illnesses that don't seem to be able to be diagnosed, that they're not due to any organic cause like a virus or something wrong with the organ system. And these kinds of physical symptoms are sometimes called somatization. Basically, the experience of the trauma is playing out in the theater of the body. Another common symptom of sexual trauma and trauma in general is an impairment in what's called affect regulation. It means, in other words, either that we're overwhelmed by feelings, that we feel flooded by feelings, or that we feel numb and shut down. Or said another way, we don't have feelings. We go through life more like robots without feeling. And often these will change back and forth with one person at different times. The symptoms can play out in the arena of relationships. For example, most people who are traumatized, I would say all people, to some degree, have distorted relations with other people. And sometimes it's in one particular area, other times it's just almost blanket. And if we've had sexual trauma, almost certainly we'll have a distortion in our physical sexual relationships. And it's possible to have distortion in those relationships with other kinds of trauma as well. Other symptoms of chronic abuse and chronic trauma are abuse of drugs and alcohol, nicotine. These are all drugs. And overwork. Often men have symptoms which are more related to overwork and drinking and sometimes to violence.